الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألف لام ميم. أحسب الناس أن يتركوا أن يقولوا آمنا وهم لا يفتنون. صدق الله العظيم. The grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Last week we were discussing the niyat that one makes when reciting the Quran Majid. And because of the type of niyat that a person makes when doing some action, it changes his attitude towards that action. Similar is the case with our dini actions, with our dini activities. One is we engage in certain dini activities, or those amal, those things which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made farz upon us, like the performance of salah, the giving of zakah, the performing of hajj, and the other actions and amals and deeds. But we find for so many of us in the months of the summer months, to get up for the Fajr Salah, it becomes difficult. And sometimes Allah forbid, it is treated a burden. But when a person changes his attitude towards this very same salah and appreciates it and recognizes the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and also understands that through this salah what he is to achieve, the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the muhabbat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then his whole attitude towards the salah changes to the extent that after one salah, the person's heart and his mind is engaged in the next salah already. And that is why we find that some ulama have given, or shurah, or commentators of hadith, that there is one hadith in which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentions of a few categories, seven categories of people, regarding whom Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam gives the glad tidings of Jannah and also enjoying the shade of the throne of the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one from amongst these seven categories is that person, رَجُلٌ قَلْبُهُ مُعَلَّقٌ بِالْمَسْجِدْ أَوْ بِالْمَسَاجِدْ, that person whose heart is linked to the masjid or to the masajid, to the house of the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some commentators say that the meaning of this is a person is constantly concerned about the needs of the masjid. We all have masajid in our respective places and towns, areas. And some Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the good fortune and gives them the hidayat and the tawfiq of caring for the masjid and worrying about the affairs of the masjid. So this person is constantly worried about the affairs of the masjid, what's needed in the masjid, what needs to be repaired in the masjid, what the needs of the masjid are, etc. But other commentators mention that the meaning of this hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he mentions that رَجُلٌ قَلْبُهُ مُعَلَّقٌ بِالْمَسْجِدِ, means that that person after one namaz, he's already concerned about the next salah. when he finishes Zuhr, he's already concerned about Asr. And when he's out of the masjid, or when he's leaving the masjid after performing his Asr Salah, he's concerned about his Maghrib. And so we find that when a person has performed his Isha Salah, now he is concerned about the next morning's Fajr Salah, that my Fajr Salah should not become Qadha. I should not miss my Qadha Salah. And to my younger friends, I would like to mention this also, that in this Hadith Sharif of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, for you there can be two glad tidings that could come out from this very same Hadith of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. One part Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentions that شَابٌ نَشَأَ فِي عِبَادَةِ اللَّهِ, that is one category that will also be the recipients of this great ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this bounty and favor of the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where there's a young person who spends his youth in the ibadat of the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He grows up in the ibadat of the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is concerned about his ta'alluq with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He makes every attempt to abstain from every disobedience and sin the Almighty related to his actions, and he makes an effort to bring his life in conformity with the teachings of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So such a young person, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam gives him glad tidings of Jannah and of the shade of the throne of the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. Regarding which Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions that on that day there will be no other shade but the shade of the throne of the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So how fortunate aren't we that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us this opportunity that we engage in the memorizing of the Qur'an-i-Majid, the recitation of the Qur'an-i-Majid. And if we have to look at our day, then we will find most of it is around the Qur'an-i-Majid. How fortunate aren't we that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has protected us from all the other ills and vices that we find in the outside world. But unfortunately, because we do not appreciate this, what happens that in spite of being in a protected environment, in spite of being in an environment where the Qur'an-i-Majid is being recited, in spite of being in an environment where our namazes are not going qadha, in spite of being in an environment where we are seeing the kalam of the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which in itself is an ibadat, looking at the words of the Qur'an-i-Majid, looking at the text of the Qur'an-i-Majid, is also an ibadat. And it is also a means for the improvement of one's eyesight, looking at the Qur'an-i-Majid, the text of the Qur'an-i-Majid. So how fortunate aren't we that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this opportunity. But we find in spite of all these ni'mats and bounties and favors of the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us, we do not appreciate this gift of the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What gross disrespect of the Qur'an-i-Majid is this, that we have the Qur'an-i-Majid in front of us and we can talk of everything else but read the Qur'an-i-Majid. What type of respect and honor of the Qur'an-i-Majid is this, and appreciating this ni'mat of the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is this, that we have the Qur'an-i-Majid in front of us, we are reciting the Qur'an-i-Majid with our tongues, but our minds and our hearts are engrossed in some sin, and sometimes fantasizing in some sin, and worried about and concerning ourselves with things that we want to do that are against the commands of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Is that showing appreciation to this great gift and ni'mat of the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And if you really have to ponder for a little while, you'll see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it so easy for us to abstain from sin. If taking away the time that we engage in the recitation of the Qur'an-i-Majid, how much time is left? Now just to protect that little time that we have outside recitation of the Qur'an-i-Majid, how easy is it? Just to protect the tongue, to protect the ear, so that we don't speak the wrong, we don't speak evil, we don't speak those things that will bring the wrath of the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we do not hear evil from our friends, from our colleagues. Just that little bit we just have to take care of, and we will be under this, or we will be the recipients of this great ni'mat and this blessing that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam speaks of in this hadith. So however, this is one aspect. The other aspect, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, رَجُلٌ قَلْبُهُ مُعَلَّقٌ بِالْمَسْجِدِ, that person whose qalb and whose heart is related to the masjid or is linked to the masjid means that the person is always constantly worried about his salah. So when he's going to sleep Isha time, he's also after Isha, he sets his alarm to make sure that he gets up in time for Fajr so that he can perform his Fajr salah with Jamaat. Now he's got this great, this glad tiding that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given in this hadith before him. Now this person is not treating that salah that he is getting up for in the morning or for which he has to get up a burden, and thinking that early part of the morning I have to wake up, I have to get up, I have to leave my bed, I am tired, and the rest of it. He will not think in that line, but rather he will look forward to performing his salah. So this changes the person's attitude. So similarly, when we recite the Qur'an-e-Majeed, the niyat that we make in the recitation of the Qur'an-e-Majeed, or in grasping the Qur'an-e-Majeed, in learning the Qur'an-e-Majeed, also will impact on our attitude towards the Qur'an-e-Majeed. If our purpose and our maqsad in learning the Qur'an-e-Majeed is just because others have become hafiz of the Qur'an-e-Majeed, then we will find that that attachment for the Qur'an-e-Majeed and that love for the Qur'an-e-Majeed will not be there. And therefore we will also find that come the smallest hurdle, a smallest test comes from the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala side, we will be prepared to leave the Qur'an-e-Majeed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Qur'an-e-Majeed, Alif Lam Mim, أَحَسِبَ النَّاسُ أَن يُتْرَكُوا أَن يَقُولُوا آمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ. Regarding this ayah, there is an incident. Last week we discussed the incident of Hazrat Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahimahullah ta'ala, a great pious servant of the Almighty Allah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wali of his time, and also an imam, a great imam of fiqh. We discussed a little about him last week and the trials that he went through. Just to recap a little bit about Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahimahullah ta'ala, it is mentioned that Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahimahullah ta'ala, we discussed last week the test that he was going to be put through, and the dream that Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah ta'ala had regarding Hazrat Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahimahullah ta'ala, when Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam instructed Hazrat Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah ta'ala to send this message to Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahimahullah ta'ala that he will be tested with regards the masala of the khalq, the Qur'an-e-Majeed, and that he should remain steadfast on it, and that because of his steadfastness Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will keep his ilm and his knowledge alive till the time of Qiyamah. So this, we mentioned this last week. However, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahimahullah ta'ala, the test that he went through, he was imprisoned, and some say for a period of 18 months up to 36 months, as Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahimahullah ta'ala was imprisoned, and he was even chained in prison. It is mentioned when Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahimahullah ta'ala, the first night that he went into prison, he was put into a dark cell. And imagine a person in that state, what would be his condition? These are those that have the love of the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and these tests mean nothing for them because they have the love of the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in their hearts. And that is why we mentioned that Hazrat Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahimahullah ta'ala asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the dream that how does one gain your proximity, or those that are your muqarrabeen, from amongst their actions, which is that action which gains them your proximity? And Hazrat Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahimahullah ta'ala was given the reply, that is the tilawat of the Qur'an-e-Majeed, whether with understanding or without understanding. So however, the love of the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that comes in the heart of the person, then nothing becomes an impediment. A person will not say that I'm tired, or I had a very heavy day today, and it was I had a lot of tasks to do during the day, so reading the Isha namaz now becomes very, very difficult. Or that a person is missing his Fajr salah. No matter, that is why we find some awliya Allah, irrespective of what their condition and what their commitments during the day may be. And in spite of their suffer sometimes, even in the, whilst traveling in the train, whilst traveling by plane, you will find even there too they will get up in the midst of the night and continue with the a'mal and recite this tahajjud salah and engage in zikr and everything else because of the muhabbat of that they have for the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is mentioned regarding Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahimahullah ta'ala that he was chained and he was put into this dark cell. If it was myself, I would have probably said that how am I going to recite, read namaz? First of all, I am chained and this place is dark. I have no water, I have nothing. How am I going to make my wudu? And how am I going to perform salah? But Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahimahullah ta'ala, because of the intense love that he had for the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is mentioned that in that dark cell, he began putting or moving his hand around on the wall until he came or he felt an opening in the wall, which was probably a windowsill. And as he moved his hand there, he felt there was a lota or there was a jug there. And as he raised it, he realized that there was water inside as well. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahimahullah ta'ala takes this lota, takes this jug and makes wudu and engages in salah in that condition. In that condition, he performs his salah. He engages in nafal salah. Not knowing that the direction in which he is facing, whether it is the correct direction, whether it is the direction of the Qibla or not, but he started his salah. However, in the early part of the morning, when brightness began filtering through the window into this little dark room, this dungeon and the cell of Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahimahullah ta'ala, he calculated the Qibla and he made shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that the direction in which he performed his salah was the correct direction. Now look at these type of tests that are coming upon a person, but in spite of that, the steadfastness. However, we go further and we go beyond that. As Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahimahullah ta'ala is taken to the court of the king, and that too is taken with such humiliation. He is humiliated, he is in chains, and he is being taken to the king, to the Khalifa, to the court of the Khalifa. And there's a long debate that takes place, and eventually the Khalifa is very, very annoyed by Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahimahullah ta'ala because he does not want to accept the mas'ala of khalq Quran, that the Quran Majid is a makhluq and creation of the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the king of the time, he instructs the people or those that normally whipped, he instructed them to get whips. And the instruction was this, that each person that will come to whip Hazrat Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahimahullah ta'ala will whip Imam and lash Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahimahullah ta'ala just 2 times with all the force and energy that he has. He must strike Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahimahullah ta'ala. Can we imagine? In spite of this, today over little issues we are seeing, over little issues, we want to leave the recitation of the Quran and Majid. We want to leave the good that we are doing. We find every excuse to leave the good that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us tawfiq to do. This is lack of the muhabbat of the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahimahullah ta'ala is lashed and is whipped the first time. Can you imagine? And the Khalifa is standing there and he is mentioning to these people that are whipping that use all your force and whip this person. So when the first time as Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahimahullah ta'ala is lashed and whipped, he says Bismillah. And the second time he mentions La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. And then on one occasion as Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahimahullah ta'ala mentions Al Quran kalamullah ghayru makhluq. In spite of this lashing and whipping and this treatment that Hazrat Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahimahullah ta'ala is going through, he is not prepared to give up that belief of his that this Quran Majid is the word of the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is not something that is a creation. And keeping in mind what we mentioned last week about Abul Haytham rahimahullah ta'ala, who met Hazrat Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahimahullah ta'ala while he was being taken to the king and to the Khalifa, and he was told by Abul Haytham that I am a thief and I've I have received 18,000 lashes. And in spite of these 18,000 lashes that I have received, and I have been in and out of prison, and my name is actually in the royal register for my theft. That is how famous I am. But these 18,000 lashes have not deterred me and have not made me leave my theft. So, O Imam, do not become afraid of these few shots or whatever treatment you are going to be getting. And Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahimahullah ta'ala says that this gave me a lot of inspiration and courage. So however, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahimahullah ta'ala, together with the muhabbat that he had for the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he went through all this. And it is mentioned that Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahimahullah ta'ala eventually went unconscious because of this excessive whooping and lashing. But this does not deter him. However, pity was taken on Hazrat Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahimahullah ta'ala, and he was left. It is mentioned that when Hazrat Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahimahullah ta'ala regained his consciousness, imagine this person is going through this treatment and he is in the state of roza. He is in the state of fasting and he is going through this just for the sake of the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us think and ponder that what type of sacrifices these people made for the Qur'an-i-Majid. Are we not prepared to make a little sacrifice for the Qur'an-i-Majid? We have to sacrifice a few of our pleasures. And sometimes it's not pleasures of the jais and permissible type. It is pleasures of the haram type. Or it is pleasures of the impermissible type that we have to leave for the sake of the Quran and Majid. But we are not prepared to do that. Sometimes simple thing like our hairstyle. Just because we are not allowed to keep certain type of hair. Or the hairstyle should not be like those that imitate the enemies of the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That becomes a test for us. Simple things of this nature. And imagine on the other end what type of test these people are going through for the Quran and Majid. What type of love they must have had for the Quran and Majid. How closely they must have been linked to the Quran and Majid. That nothing deterred them and nothing moved them away, no matter what type of treatment they got. So Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahimahullah ta'ala, when he recovers, he says it is time for salah. And his body was bleeding profusely. But Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahimahullah ta'ala, he immediately performs his salah. So somebody there commented that, oh Imam, how can you read namaz when you are bleeding? Had Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, imagine how composed he was even at that moment of time. Had Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahimahullah ta'ala refers to the incident of Hazrat Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And he says that didn't Hazrat Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu continue with the salah when he was stabbed? Imagine. Hazrat Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahimahullah ta'ala performs his salah in that condition. Thereafter, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahimahullah ta'ala is asked to break his fast with some barley that is brought and given to Hazrat Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal. But he says, no, I will not break my fast. I will wait up to the time of Maghrib. In that condition, Hazrat Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahimahullah ta'ala is waiting for the Maghrib time to come so that his fast may be broken at the time of Maghrib. Imagine what type of sacrifices these people made. It is mentioned about another person, also by the name of Ahmad bin Nasr al-Khaza'i rahimahullah ta'ala, a very great person as well. And he also went through a similar test with regards to the Quran and Majid. And it is mentioned with regards to Hazrat Ahmad bin Nasr al-Khaza'i rahimahullah ta'ala, that the Khalifa of the time, eventually when Hazrat Ahmad rahimahullah ta'ala refused to accept that the Quran and Majid is a creation of the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so the Khalifa himself, he asked for the sword. And when he was given the sword, he took the sword and with all his strength that he had, he let the sword be driven over the neck of this wali of the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That was one. But that didn't satisfy him. He continued with the sword and struck him on the head. And it is mentioned that the third time he took that very same sword and pierced it in the stomach of this wali of the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ahmad rahimahullah ta'ala immediately becomes shaheed. A person says that after that, in those days, it was the custom that to show the people that if you do not abstain, or if you do not come, if you do not refrain from that action which this person has engaged in, then you will meet the same fate. So what sometimes used to be done, the person's head used to be taken and it used to be suspended in the mid-city somewhere where every passerby could see it, and a type of fear would grip a person that, listen, if I didn't accept what the Khalifa said, then I would also go through the same, or I would see the same fate. So however, it is mentioned that when Hazrat Ahmad rahimahullah ta'ala's face, Mubarak, was suspended and tied like this somewhere in the city, it became famous that in that condition, the tilawat of the Qur'an-i-Majeed, the sound of the tilawat of the Qur'an-i-Majeed would come from that head. Now, this is sacrifice. A little sacrifice. These people made sacrifice of their lives. Can we not make a little sacrifice of our other things, our other aspect, and especially of those things which are haram? And more especially sometimes those things that are impermissible, or sometimes they are permissible but they are not that good for us, we still have the audacity to say that there is nothing wrong with these type of things. Being a Muslim, being a reciter of the Qur'an-i-Majeed, and being a hafiz of the Qur'an-i-Majeed, what type of comments are coming out of our tongues? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. It is mentioned that one person, he takes qasam in the name of the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he says that when I heard this incident, that from this head, the sound of the tilawat of the Qur'an-i-Majeed is emanating. So I said, let me go and hear. So he said, one night I went, and when I went to this particular place, there were guards that were guarding this particular head, this Mubarak head, this blessed head. He said, when I went there, because there were people around and because there were guards around, so I just hid myself and I waited until dark. And when it was rather late at night, I went close as possible to this head that was suspended. And he said, to my surprise, I'm hearing the recitation of the Qur'an-i-Majeed. And what was the recitation? Which ayat of the Qur'an-i-Majeed was being recited by this, the sound that was coming, emanating from this head? He said, the ayat that was being recited is Alif Lam Mim. أحسب الناس أن يتركوا أن يقولوا آمنا وهم لا يفتنون. This was the ayah that was being recited. And what is the meaning? Do people think, أن يتركوا أن يقولوا آمنا, that after they say آمنا, that we have brought faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will be just left like that. وهم لا يفتنون, that they will not be tested. They will be tested from the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Say, when we have given ourselves for the sake of the Qur'an-i-Majeed, to recite the Qur'an-i-Majeed, to learn the Qur'an-i-Majeed, there will be tests that will come upon us. There will be tests from within, there will be tests from outside. But what should our reaction to those? Are we going to be failing? Are we going to be passing this test that comes to us? These tests will come in different forms. They will come to us, and sometimes they will make themselves look very good. But we need to know that whether this is permissible, it is impermissible. And also we need to know that this is a test from the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And sometimes people are sifted out with these tests. Those that are weak and do not go through these tests and are not prepared for these tests, very quickly they will close the Qur'an-i-Majeed and say, this is not for me. People are sifted out of that. And then there are those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless with the Qur'an-i-Majeed, and they complete the Qur'an-i-Majeed, but then the tests come after that. The tests come after that. And then after that we start engaging in all the disobedience of the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, disrespecting the Qur'an-i-Majeed, dishonoring the Qur'an-i-Majeed. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from these calamities. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a true appreciation of the Qur'an-i-Majeed. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala firstly not test us. But if there is test for us, then make dua to the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, oh Allah, you give us the ability, you give us the courage, and oh Allah, you give us himmat and courage from your side to overcome these problems and to go through these tests. And O Allah, give us the ability to pass these tests that come from your side. May the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the true love for the Quran Majeed. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the Quran Majeed give us the muhabbat of the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And very quickly we will just in point form mention the other things that are the intentions that are made when reciting the Quran Majeed. One we discuss now is the love of the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala via the Quran Majeed. The love and the muhabbat of the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Secondly, when a person is reciting the Quran Majeed, and this is once again, I am quoting my late Ustaz Hazrat Hafiz Abdul Rahman Sahib rahimahullah ta'ala, who was an ashiq of the Quran Majeed. He used to say, the second niyyah that you make when reciting the Quran Majeed is make the intention of zikr ilahi, that it is the zikr of the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that I am engaging in. And then qurb ilahi, in other words, the proximity of the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that you're getting closer and closer to the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq of making these niyat when we reciting the Quran in Majid. Wa akhru da'wana an alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen wa ma alayna illa al-balaq. Just one announcement before we start the zikr. Inshallah, on this Saturday, this servant will be leaving for India and thereafter for the ziyarat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam and then for Umrah. Make dua to the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes this safar a pleasant one. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it a spiritually uplifting one. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the strength and ability to engage in those mubarak places, in those type of activities that are pleasing to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For sometimes, in the words of my Shaykh al-Mawla Yunus rahimahullah ta'ala, sometimes you go there, and when we come back from there, we bring more load of sins than anything else. And we distance ourselves from Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because even in those Mubarak places, we cannot control our gaze, we cannot control our tongues, we cannot control our ears. And a person that engages in guna in those Mubarak places, we know what the severity of the guna in those Mubarak places is. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us His special protection, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this safar a very Mubarak safar. So I request you to make du'as for us as well, and we also make du'a for you. So inshallah, for the next three Thursdays following, for the next three Thursdays there will not be any program. There was an attempt that was made for maybe someone to be present here, but because people are far and some are not even present, others have gone for Umrah and so forth, so there wasn't anyone that could be replaced here. So however, we make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give us the muhabbat of the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala draw us close to Him with His power of jazb. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Yaar rahe ya Rab, tu mera aur main tera yaar rahun, mujhko faqat tujhse ho mohabbat, khalq se main bezaar rahun, har dam zikr o fikr mein tere mast rahun, sarshar rahun, hosh rahe na mujhko kisi ka, tera magar hushyar rahun, ab to rahe bas taadme aakhir, wirde zuba e mere ilah, la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, la ilaha illallah, 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 la ilaha illallah. illallah, la ilaha illallah. Tere siwa maabude haqiqi koi nahi hai, koi nahi. Tere siwa maqsoode haqiqi koi nahi hai, koi nahi. Tere siwa maujoode haqiqi koi nahi hai, koi nahi. Tere siwa mashhoode haqiqi koi nahi hai, koi nahi. Ab to rahe bas taadame aakhir wirde zuba e mere ilah. La ilaha illallah, 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 la ilaha illallah. Yaad mein teri sabko bhula doon, koi na mujhko yaad rahe. Yaad mein teri sabko bhula doon, koi na mujhko yaad rahe. Tujh par sab ghar bar luta doon, khana-e-dil abad rahe. Sab khushiyon ko aag laga doon, gham se tere dil shaad rahe. Sab khushiyon ko aag laga doon. When will a person be able to put fire to his evil desires and passions? It will only happen when a person has got the love of the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Otherwise, it's very difficult for a person to sacrifice his evil desires and lust. Sab khushiyon ko aag laga doon, gham se tere dil shaad rahe. Sab ko nazar se apni gira doon, tujh se faqat faryaad rahe. Ab to rahe bas taadame aakhir wirde zuba e mere ilah. La ilaha illallah, 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 la ilaha illallah. Nafsu shaita dono ne milkar hai kya hai mujhko tabah. Oh my Allah, nafs and shaitan, both of them have ganged up and they have finished me. They have destroyed me. Nafsu shaita dono ne milkar hai kya hai mujhko taba. Each one of us takes a stock of himself and sees what his life is all about and how far we have gone away from the commands of the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and how we have been destroyed. And as my Shaykh Rahmatullah used to say, that nafs and shaitan drag us, take us to the gutters of shame and disgrace. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to give us honor and respect. Nafsu shaita dono ne milkar hai. کیا ہے مجھ کو تباہ، اے میرے مولا میری مدد کر، چاہتا ہوں میں تیری پناہ، اے میرے مولا میری مدد کر، چاہتا ہوں میں تیری پناہ، مجھ سا خلق میں کوئی نہیں، گو بد کردار و نام سیاہ، مجھ سا خلق میں کوئی نہیں، گو بد کردار و نام سیاہ، تو بھی مگر غفار ہے یا رب، بخش دے میرے سارے گناہ.
Oh my beloved Allah, no matter how filthy and dirty and napak and impure I may be, my heart is polluted, oh Allah, my heart is gone dead. However, whatever I may be, as my Shaykh Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali used to mention, gunahgar hai, siyahkar hai, badkar hai, sab kuch hai, bande magar tere hai. Oh Allah, I'm filthy, dirty, gunahgar, everything, but I am your slave, I am your banda, oh my Allah. تو بھی مگر غفار ہے یا رب، او اللہ یو غفار، یو موسٹ فرگیونگ، بخش دے میرے سارے گناہ، او مائی بیلوڈ اللہ فرگیو آل مائی سنز.
تو بھی مگر غفار ہے یا رب، بخش دے میرے سارے گناہ، تو بھی مگر غفار ہے یا رب، بخش دے میرے سارے گناہ، اب تو رہے بس تادم آخر، ورد زبا اے میرے الہ، لا الہ الا اللہ، 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 محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم. سوچو ذرا فرعون کے گھر میں موسیٰ کو پالا کس نے، غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے، پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے، ان کے نام کی گنگاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ، اللہ اللہ الا اللہ، الا 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 اللہ الا اللہ، دل میرا ہو جائے ایک میدان ہو، تو ہی تو ہو، تو ہی تو ہو، تو ہی تو، اور میرے تن میں بجائے آب و گل، درد دل ہو، درد دل ہو، درد دل، غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر، تو ہی تو آئے نظر، دیکھوں جی در،
Allah Jalla Jalaluhu wa Ta'ala Sha'nu. Allah 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 kaisa pyara naam hai aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai Allah Allah eeche shirin ast naam shir shakkar mishwad janam tamam Allah jalla jalaluhu wa ta'ala shanu Allah 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 La ilaha illallah La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وسيد المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا راحم المساكين ويا ذا القوة المتين يا الله يا رحمن يا رحيم يا كريم الله موسى رحيم الله Most loving, caring, compassionate Allah. Ya Allah, through your infinite fadl, karam, grace, mercy and ihsan, you have given us another opportunity to turn to you and ask you for forgiveness of our sins. Ya Allah, it is your mercy, it is your grace that you have gathered us. Ya Allah, you have given the tawfiq and you have given the guidance and you have given the ability to raise these begging bowls before you this part of the evening. O my beloved Allah, through your infinite mercy, forgive all our sins. Ya Allah, forgive our major and minor sins. Ya Allah, forgive those sins that we have committed knowingly. And forgive those sins that we have committed unknowingly. Ya Allah, through your infinite mercy, forgive our sins. Forgive the sins of our parents. Forgive the sins of our near and dear ones. Ya Allah, forgive the sins of those who have made any ihsan on us. Ya Allah, forgive the sins of our children. Ya Allah, forgive the sins of our family members. Ya Allah, forgive the sins of the entire ummah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. O my beloved Allah, these begging bowls have been raised before an all-seeing Allah, an all-knowing Allah, and all hearing Allah. Ya Allah, you are seeing the remorse that is there in each and everyone's heart. Oh my beloved Allah, we are not happy and bragging about the sins that we have committed. Ya Allah, there is regret. Ya Allah, the sins that we have committed has brought us nothing else but, Ya Allah, restlessness, has brought us disgrace. Oh my beloved Allah. Oh my beloved Allah, we are ashamed of the sins that we have committed. Ya Allah, Allah, we have used your given ni'mats and bounties to displease you. Oh my beloved Allah, how tolerant you are. Oh my beloved Allah, you gave us these beautiful eyes. You blessed us with these beautiful ears. Oh my beloved Allah, you blessed us with these tongues. Oh my beloved Allah, you blessed us with these hands and feet. Oh my beloved Allah, you blessed us with the mind and heart. Oh my beloved Allah, all these ni'mats and bounties, your given ni'mats and bounties we use for your displeasure. Oh my beloved Allah, we are ashamed of the sins that we have committed. Ya Allah, forgive the sins that we have committed through our eyes. Ya Allah, forgive the sins that we have committed with our ears. Oh my beloved Allah, forgive the sins that we have committed with our tongues. Ya Allah, the sins that have been committed with our hands, you know. We may have committed the sins and forgotten, but oh my beloved Allah, everything is recorded. Everything is in your infinite knowledge. Oh my beloved Allah, through your karam, fadl, grace and mercy, forgive our sins on this night. Oh my beloved Allah, ab to maaf kar de, ab to maaf kar de. Ya Allah, gunahgar hai, siyah कार है, बदकार है, सब कुछ है, बंदे मगर तेरे हैं, तुझे छोड़कर हम गंदे जाए कहां? Oh my beloved Allah, which other door is there for us besides your door? Oh my beloved Allah, there is no other place for us, there is no other door for us where we can go and beg. Oh my beloved Allah, for us there is no one else besides you. Oh my beloved Allah, if you are the only for those that are pious, only for those that are your walis. Oh my beloved Allah, then who is there going to be for us sinful ones? Oh my beloved Allah, we are going to be destroyed, my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, through your infinite fadl, grace and mercy, on this night you are seeing, oh my beloved Allah, the regret and the remorse that we have in our hearts. Oh my beloved Allah, it is to gain your love that these brothers and sisters have gathered. Oh my beloved Allah, you know the reasons for them coming here. You have brought them here, my beloved Allah. So oh my beloved Allah, you reward them with that which they, with the intention which they have come for. Oh my beloved Allah, the good intentions that they have come with. Oh my beloved Allah, grant them their good wishes and desires, and grant them much, much more than that. Oh my beloved Allah, it is not difficult for you. Oh my beloved Allah, if you forgave each and everyone that is seated here this evening, nobody is going to question you that why did you forgive these sinners. Oh my beloved Allah, make the decision of forgiveness. You will become happy. Your Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will become happy. Oh my beloved Allah, let us feel, ya Allah, our forgiveness. Ya Allah, through your infinite mercy, forgive our major and minor sins. Oh my beloved Allah, if a dog is chased away from one butcher, it can always go to another. Oh my beloved Allah, if a beggar is chased away from one door, if the door is shut on him, oh my beloved Allah, if he is told some words and if he is chased away, even though he may be broken hearted, if he goes to another door, somebody else will open the door for him. But oh my beloved Allah, if you shut the door on us, oh my beloved Allah, to tu hame bata ke hum gande jaye kaha. Oh my beloved Allah, where else do we go? There is no other door for us. Oh my beloved Allah, open the floodgates of your mercy. Oh my beloved Allah, open the floodgates of your maghfirat. Oh my beloved Allah, we have filled all the filth of this world into our hearts. Ya Allah, our hearts are now gone dead. Ya Allah, we have arrogance, we have pride, we have jealousy. The love of this world has entered into our hearts. Oh my beloved Allah, our hearts are gone dead. Ya Allah, through your infinite mercy, change the condition of our heart. Hawa o hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de, badal de dil ki dunya dil badal de, khuda ya fazl farma dil badal de. Oh my beloved
Beloved Allah, we know that because of our sinning and because of our disobedience to you, our hearts are now gone dead. Our hearts have gone blank, my beloved Allah. But it is not difficult for you to change the condition of our heart. Oh, my beloved Allah, in the presence of the sincere ones that have raised their hands this part of the evening to you, in the presence of the masoom children that have raised their hands, oh, my beloved Allah, through your infinite mercy, forgive our sins. Ya Allah, change the condition of our heart. Oh, my beloved Allah, change our direction in life. Oh, my beloved Allah, change the condition of our hearts. Oh, my beloved Allah, today we do not have muhabbat for one another. There is no respect left. Oh, my beloved Allah, today parents are separated from their children. Ya Allah, there is no muhabbat between parents and children. There is no muhabbat between husbands and wives. There is no muhabbat between brothers and sisters. Oh, my beloved Allah, change these conditions. Oh, my beloved Allah, unite the hearts of parents and children. Oh, my beloved Allah, those of us who have our parents alive, grant us the ability to be respectful to them. Oh, my beloved Allah, let their pain be our pain. Let their suffering be our suffering. Let their happiness be our happiness. Oh, my beloved Allah, what type of, ya Allah, akhlaq and character we have. Ya Allah, our parents are suffering, but we do not have the heart to see to them. We do not have the heart to spend on them, my beloved Allah. Through your infinite mercy, ya Allah, change this condition. Ya Allah, grant us the ability to show them compassion. Grant us the ability to show them love. Ya Allah, whatever their needs and necessities are, ya Allah, let us see to their needs and necessities. Oh, my beloved Allah, if they are sick, grant them shifa kamil ajil mustamir. Oh, my beloved Allah, there are some of us whose parents are suffering with cancer and with other types of sicknesses. Oh, my beloved Allah, change the condition of sickness to the condition of good health. Grant them shifa kamil ajil mustamir. Oh, my beloved Allah, you are not in need of medication to give shifa. You are not in need of hospital to give shifa. You are not in need of operations to give shifa. Oh, my beloved Allah, let your hukum and let your order of shifa be direct to the sickness. Oh, my beloved Allah, all those that are seated in this gathering, if there is anyone that is sick, my beloved Allah, you grant them shifa kamil ajil mustamir. Oh, my beloved Allah, jo tandast hai unki tandasti ko dur farma. Ya Allah, whoever has whatever type of problem, ya Allah, remove our problems. Oh, my beloved Allah, grant muhabbat between parents and children. Grant muhabbat between brothers and sisters. Oh, my beloved Allah, today because of the wealth of this world, we have become enemies between brothers and sisters. Oh, my beloved Allah, we do not want to talk to one another. Oh, my beloved Allah, grant us the ability to ask for forgiveness and to return to whomsoever, whatever may be due to them. Oh, my beloved Allah, remove the love of this world from our hearts. Oh, my beloved Allah, change the condition and the plight of the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Those that are undergoing depression, oh, my beloved Allah, grant them happiness and joy. Oh, my beloved Allah, make us obedient servants of yours. Oh, my beloved Allah, grant us the ability to appreciate the sacrifices of Janab Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Oh, my beloved Allah, then with Nabi of yours sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what type of sacrifices he made for this ummah. Oh, my beloved Allah, intestines of animals are being put onto his back. His daughter Hazrat Fatima radiyallahu ta'ala anha is asking her father, oh, my father, why are they doing this to you? Oh, my beloved Allah, this Nabi goes to Taif and he is stoned, he is mocked, he is jeered. Oh, my beloved Allah, all this for the sake of this ummah. And today, my beloved Allah, we have taken his sunnahs out of our lives, my beloved Allah. Through your infinite mercy, ya Allah, grant us the ability to make sincere tawbah on this gross, ya Allah, crime of ours. Oh, my beloved Allah, grant us the ability to implement every sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Oh, my beloved Allah, grant us the muhabbat of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Oh, my beloved Allah, fill our hearts with your muhabbat. Fill our hearts with the muhabbat of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Oh, my beloved Allah, grant us sincerity and ikhlas in everything we do.
Oh my beloved Allah, accept all the works of deen. Oh my beloved Allah, tabligh da'wat ki mehnat qabool farma. Ya Allah, unki gasht unki istimaad qabool farma. Oh my beloved Allah, ya Allah, accept all works of deen. Ya Allah, darul ulum khanqao ki mehnat qabool farma. Ya Allah, makatib madaris ki mehnat qabool farma. Ya Allah, jo bhi deen mein ya Allah masroof hai, deen ki khidmat kar rahe hain, unki khidmat ko qabool farma. Oh my beloved Allah, grant us sincerity. Oh my beloved Allah, remove arrogance from our hearts, remove pride from our hearts. Oh my beloved Allah, those students that are making an attempt to decide and to memorize the Quran Majid, oh my beloved Allah, you accept their sacrifices. We know that these sacrifices are not worthy to be mentioned. Ya Allah, there are no sacrifices compared to the sacrifice of the people of the past. But oh my beloved Allah, there are young ones that have left their parents just to memorize your Quran Majid. Oh my beloved Allah, you become happy and pleased with them. Ya Allah, grant them good akhlaq and character. Oh my beloved Allah, make them guiding stars. Oh my beloved Allah, safeguard and protect them from all sides. Oh my beloved Allah, the holidays are fast approaching. In these holidays, oh my beloved Allah, you protect them from the right and from the left, from in front and from behind, my beloved Allah. Protect them from above and from beneath. Oh my beloved Allah, if your protection is not there, they are going to get involved in all types of gunas. Oh my beloved Allah, protect us and protect the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Oh my beloved Allah, unite the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Protect the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Oh my beloved Allah, protect the Haramain Sharifain. Oh my beloved Allah, those kuffar and the mushrikeen that are perpetrating zulm on the Muslims and on the reciters of the Kalima Tayyiba. Oh my beloved Allah, they are also part of the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Oh my beloved Allah, grant them iman also. Bless them with iman. Oh my beloved Allah, grant them hidayat as well. But oh my beloved Allah, if hidayat is not in store for them, and if they are obstinate, my beloved Allah, and the zulm and the tyranny is not to stop, then oh my beloved Allah, destroy them just as you've destroyed the Aad and the Thamud. Ya Allah, protect the Haramain Sharifain. Ya Allah, return Masjidul Aqsa to the Muslims. Oh my beloved Allah, protect Masjidul Aqsa. Ya Allah, those that are making jihad in your path. Oh my beloved Allah, accept the jihad. Ya Allah, those that have given their lives in your path, accept them, my beloved Allah. Accept their families, my beloved Allah. Give us also the ability to make jihad in your path. Give us also the ability to sacrifice in your path. Oh my beloved Allah, it's just for a few days we have to live in this world, and then we have to come to you, my beloved Allah. Oh my beloved Allah, let our last moments be in such a time, Ya Allah, when we are engaged, Ya Allah, in actions that are pleasing to you and pleasing to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh my beloved Allah, when the time of our maut comes, take us away to Madina Tayyiba. Ya Allah, grant us maut whilst we are reciting salat and salam upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh my beloved Allah, we know we are not worthy of this, but Ya Allah, we will ask you. Ya Allah, we will ask you. Ya Allah, and you say, Ya Allah, you have mentioned in your Holy Quran, Udu'uni astajib lakum. Ask and I will answer your call. Oh my beloved Allah, we know we are dirty, we know we are filthy, and it is therefore that we ask you and we beg of you to give us shahadat in Madina Tayyiba. Ya Allah, tamanna hai ke gulzare Madina abu watan hota. Tamanna hai ke gulzare Madina abu watan hota. Wahi jeeta, wahi marta, wahi goro kafan hota. Oh my beloved Allah, we know we are not worthy of it, but Ya Allah, through your fadal, through your karam, through your grace, grant us a death in Madina Tayyiba. Ya Allah, if that is not muqaddar for us, then wherever our mouth is written, Ya Allah, grant us a pleasant mouth and a mubarak mouth on iman. Ya Allah, grant us a mouth on iman. Ya Allah, keep us steadfast on iman. Ya Allah, grant us mouth on iman. Ya Allah, resurrect us on the day of Qiyamah with iman. Ya Allah, through infinite mercy, those that have passed on from this world, Ya Allah, those of us that have our near and dear ones that have gone, our parents that have gone from this world, oh my beloved Allah, fill the qabr zundur. Ya Allah, forgive the major and minor fault. Oh my beloved Allah, being the cover of the gardens from the gardens of Jannah. Oh my beloved Allah, you become happy and pleased with them. Ya Allah, grant us all that good that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked you for. Ya Allah, and especially on the occasion of Haddatul Wada. Ya Allah, that Mubarak Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, mataf mein chal kar ke do chut se manga. Ya Allah, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam rukte yamani ko chhoo kar ke jo tujh se manga. Ya Allah, hajre aswad ko chhoo kar ke jo tujh se manga. Ya Allah, multazam se lipit kar ke jo tujh se manga. Ya Allah, he attached himself to the multazam and that which he asked you. Ya Allah, after reading namaz in the hatim, that which he asked you for. Ya Allah, at maqam Ibrahim, all those duas that he asked you. Ya Allah, at Safa and at Marwa, what he asked you for. Ya Allah, at Mina and Muzdalifa, what he asked you for. Ya Allah, and especially at Arafat, from Zuhar till Maghrib, that Masuf Nabi. Ya Allah, raising his hands. Ya Allah, with 124,000. Ya Allah, shining stars and companions of his. Ya Allah, the sky will never witness another gathering of this nature. This earth will never hold another gathering of this nature. Oh, my beloved Allah, all that good that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked you for. Bless us, bless our parents, bless our families, bless our children, bless our near and dear ones. Bless those that have requested us to make du'as for them. Bless the entire ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh, my beloved Allah, and our progenies to come up to the time of Qiyamah, bless them with that goodness also. Ya Allah, and all the evil that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has asked you for protection from, Allah, grant us protection from that. Grant our parents, our children, our near and dear ones, our families, and the entire ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and our progenies up to the time of Qiyamah. Oh, my beloved Allah, protect them as well from all these fitnas and all the evil. Ya Allah, our progenies up to the time of Qiyamah. Oh, my beloved Allah, keep them steadfast on Iman. Keep them steadfast on Iman. Grant them more on Iman as well. Oh, my beloved Allah, there are going to be many more fitnas still coming. Oh, my beloved Allah, protect them from those fitnas to come. Oh, my beloved Allah, grant us the best in this world and grant us the best in the Akhirah. میرا ہر خطا پہ رونا ہے یہی میری تلافی میرا ہر خطا پہ رونا ہے میں ہی میری تلافی تیری رحمتوں کا صدقہ میرا جرم عفو کرنا ان اللہ وملائکته یصلون علی النبی یا ایھا الذین آمنوا صلوا علیہ وسلموا تسلیما اللهم صل وسلم وبارک علی سیدنا ونبینا مولانا محمد وعلی آلہ وصحابہ اجمعین آمین یا رب العالمین برحمتک.